percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
You know, the way he says that, I realized finally after hearing it for I don't know how many years. Wendy. Okay, that was the thing my grandfather dreaded. That when my mom, he basically is like, no, that's a bad name. You can't go there. She'll be cursed. Everybody will think she's, well, yeah. Anyway, so as I'm listening to that, I finally, oh, you know what? And I guess maybe it's true. W-E-N-D-Y if you're Googling. The thing that I wanted to talk about, though, right now, this is a fall season, so all sorts of things. Energy's amping up, a lot of activities, whole nine yards. But one of the most exciting things, aside from my next guest, was the film that has finally been released. And this is Witness of Another World. And this was a UFO experiencer. 1978, this little boy had this experience. He was going out. I think he was bringing in the horses in the field. And he saw these lights, orbs go across the field. And it scared him. It scared his horse. He went back to the house. And his dad said, you have to go back out there and get the horses. So he goes back out and has this encounter. The being he saw, he gets a ladder. They invite him onto the ship. And the being, like 7 foot tall in some kind of a suit, he takes a glove off because the child says, I want proof. And the being gives him a glove. Underneath, he's green, blue nails. In other words, completely unlike anything we know here. And on the table, there is a table in this enclosure he goes into. They're doing an operation. A robot, he said, was doing an operation on, he believed it was a cow. All right, so that's the overview. You can get on Amazon Prime now and watch this. This is a true story, and it really shocked him, rocked his world. But this is something that is out there, and we've got multiple accounts, and it has been hushed up, it's been ignored, it's been ridiculed, all sorts of stuff to keep it from getting out that there's anything like this happening, because it doesn't fit with our consensus reality. So here's something to shake it up a little bit. Witness of Another World. And Jacques Vallée has been studying this kind of thing, and he had first interviewed this little boy when I think he was 7 when he first saw it. And so he interviewed him at that time, and he's gone back. And he says that the first time that somebody 40 years later has gone back to reconnect with a witness and find out what they could about what happened. So that one I think is fascinating. And there's another article, you know, because of my own weird experiences, I think they're unique and fascinating. Religious experience and ecological participation. What might that be about? It's about when you have encounters, when you're out doing something in nature, whether it's gardening, whether it's just out for a walk, and that includes things like fairies, all right? And this is a new research paper on that. What we don't have right now is a real good understanding of all the things that we are fully capable of that don't involve some of this extrasensory or ET or, you know, unexplained phenomena. We do have people who are doing it and people who can give us examples. And it's the same kind of thing that if you have not been exposed to it, it's easy to say, oh, that's just your imagination. They're doing something that, you know, that's easily identifiable. And, well, they are, but it isn't at this point mainstream. So my guest, I've really, there's so much that has happened just since I talked to him, was it 2 or 3 years ago, Ed Edwards. Ed is an energy worker, and if you go on his site, he's the recreator, I like this, the recreator of the force. I think it's that the way that the unseen force, okay? Now, he has another word for it, initials, I think, B-I-R-E. Ed, you're back, and you've been on, at this point, we can say it before, we could just hint about it, the History Channel and Ancient Aliens, and there you were. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you, right in the middle of it. I'm on the latest episode of Ancient Aliens called The Alien Brain, which was filmed on the research that the Ryan Research Center's Bioenergy Biophoton Lab has been doing on me since 2008 here in Durham, North Carolina. And so I got to be on their show and them presenting what they're learning, some about what my brain's doing and how they're studying and researching it. And ever since that show come out, my phones and everything have been lit up like crazy.
I've had a request saying, okay, when's Ed going to be on next? When's Ed going to be on next? This thing is absolutely taking off.
Correct. It's opening the doors up, and I'm getting requests from all over the planet. And now that Leahy has joined forces with me, we're able to present what we do in a much more pronounced way to many, many more people all over the place.
Now, we're going to get into that as well, because you have a partner, and that added the feminine element to this, too. Leahy, and we had just basically at the very, you know, the very last time we talked, gave her a short introduction. But you want to introduce, in before we get into the next segment, the two of you, how working together changes things.
Well, Leahy's energy being, like you said, the feminine side, and I'm the masculine side, and by bringing her into the equation, it has greatly enhanced what I'm doing. It's greatly enhanced what we both are doing. It's really, really smoothed everything out and made everything so much more perfect. And I've also, you know, she's been now joining me at the Monroe Institute and at the Bioenergy Lab down at the Ryan Research Center. She's joined me there already twice for two different sets of research projects. So we clearly have proven that us joining forces together has had a greatly enhancing effect on everything that we're doing.
And in the next break, we'll bring Leahy in so she can talk about how her life has changed with this. But real quickly, can you have her just give a background?
Yeah. I'd like to introduce to you Leahy. Leahy, would you say hey to everybody?
Yeah, hi. Hello. This is Leahy. Ed and I met probably now less than a half a year ago, and my life's really opened up and changed incredibly since I've met him. My background is I'm a licensed clinical social worker. My background is working with different patients with the severity of schizophrenia, bipolar, depression, and all those that suffer from mental illness. So I go from that range all the way to the range of clients that are looking to spirituality, self-growth, that's where I have my private practice. So I've been dealing with that type of work prior to meeting Ed, and always open to as far as energies, and always knowing that I had something that was always curious to me. I always accessed and tapped into a much higher level of awareness or level of consciousness. So I've seen that throughout my life in different ways. But when I met Ed, it opened up everything a hundredfold, if I could say that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And meeting him, and as far as our energies and our resonance, it's as if what I was... It's not even that I was lacking it, but he joined the other part of me. It's like we're one being, even though he's the masculine and I'm the feminine. It's like we're one mind. And when we do our work or when we do energy work, it's as if I'm not even here. I'm not Leahy. I'm not. I'm really, really sourcing totally, or we're sourcing from source, from pure love, a pure state of that connection. I always felt that connection, but with Ed and having him here in the physical and in the masculine, you know, as a man here and in the masculine form, it's bringing down something that is so sacred and so holy. It's like I'm meeting my energy with pure consciousness, and we've just been unfolding, and I just see it as I see everything in this reality as outside of me, and what we're bringing down here is like I feel like the nucleus of my reality now that Ed is in my life. Mm-hmm. And that we're creating a field, an energetic field here that is whoever is called, whoever is drawn to it, gets pulled towards it. And we've been doing a lot of work with that, and it's always unfolding, always growing and evolving. And I'm so so blessed to have found this, because I've been not searching, but I've been looking for something that I can be here yet be connected to Source.
Okay, hold on.
And it's happened a few times during my life, but meeting Ed, I know it's just totally. It's the unconditional. It's the pure masculine. It's the
unity. Hold on. Leahy, hang on. We got to take a break. Got to pay some bills here and do some commercials. So hang on a second here. We're going to come back and get into more of what it is the two of you do and all about the recent appearance on Ancient Aliens, because this is fascinating and there's more to the story. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to put the links on the blog, Wendy's Coffee House, so if you miss anything, we'll have some links there, and you can always listen to the podcast, Audio Boom, and the link to that is also on the blog. Biointrinsic Resonant Energy, Ed Edwards, is the energy worker being studied by the Rhine Group, also by the Monroe Institute. The things that he is able to do will absolutely take us to the next level if we can learn it and we can pass it on. So if you're interested in learning about this, get on the Facebook group. And again, this is for Ed Edwards, and that is called the BIRE, Biointrinsic Resonant Energy. And in the meantime, though, we're going to go back to talking about, because this Ed had been doing this on his own, Lone Ranger. And that changed when Leahy joined him. And with the two of them now, they're doing an entirely different kind of work. And like you said, Ed, it's smoother. And Leahy is like, thank you for joining, Ed, because, you know, this is incredible, the work you guys are doing.
Yeah, we're having a great new learning experience out of it. I've been doing this all my life, been doing different things and stuff, but it's been just me, the masculine side of it. And when we joined forces, it just smoothed everything out. And I've gone back and where me and Leahy and now have worked with people I've worked with many years in the past. Every one of them that knew me from the past have seen a great improvement and a much more smoother transition into what we're doing with her being applied in with my energy.
And Leahy, when this happens, you said this was, you had been searching and looking and trying to find something. What is the difference now with your energy?
It's a lot more. It radiates a lot more. It exudes.
Like amplified.
It's totally amplified. People are noticing it. Even my private clients are noticing a change in the way I'm connecting with them and my energy. So it's definitely amplified it and also given me it grounded it or it also gave it a certain level of confidence. Something about it just kind of balanced it out and evened it out.
Okay. All right, now, with the two of you, they've done some research, the studies on the kind of energy output you do. Ed, you said that 90% of your brain, that's how much you're able to access?
Yes, I'm using right at, and have been for a long time, a good 90% of my brain. Plus, my brain is not like yours, whereas you're in one level of consciousness. When I turn these energies on and crank them up, my brain's operating. Part of my brain's in alpha, another part's in delta, another part's in beta, another part's PKing in theta. So all the different parts of my brain are lighting up when the scientists have me to activate this energy. And when I make the energy go back to sleep, then I drop back down into one level of consciousness at a time. So we're able to show that on the instrumentation at the various different labs.
Yeah.
Also, when I crank this energy up like this, and when I'm with Leahy, it's doing the same thing in her head. It's bringing up all levels of consciousness in her, but yet she puts her side of the feminine side and my side is the masculine side to it. And we've learned that the voltages in our bodies increase Most average people run about one or two millivolts or so. And anybody that's sick or hurting, they're running a negative DC. But when either Leahy or I get in the chamber, we can each independently bring our voltages up over 50 volts DC. Mm. And then us joining forces, we're able to apply that higher voltages to people. And it causes a phenomenal effect in the change in the way the person is able to start healing themselves. We literally fire up and power up the healing systems in everyone that we work with. And it's having a phenomenal effect in everybody.
Well,
and remember,
that,
we're not healing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're jump-starting, basically.
Correct.
What I wanted to also talk about, too, is you're beginning to teach this, and that's something that, you know, you had been, you know, healing or touching people, but now you're able to teach it, and you're getting a great response to that as well. And it doesn't have to take, you know, 20 weeks and, you know, $5,000. It can be just as simple as a couple of webinars. Is that right?
Yeah. I've got a basic video on demand so people can go through the basic stuff at home. It's a three-hour course, and you can get it on my website at ededwards.com, and you'll have a link on there to your site to it. But people can take that and then attend just a couple little mini live webinars where I'll literally flick the switches in their head to cause them to start using the different parts of the brain like we're using. And so people are really picking up on it fast. Like you say, everybody was born with what me and Leahy are doing. Everybody was born with it, but through conditioning and all, it was basically removed from your life when you were a young kid. And so since you've never done it this whole time, your body has gotten depleted and all. And the healing systems built in your body have not been really functioning at maximum efficiency, where we kick it in for you and charge your body's systems up, then you go into overdrive. As long as you don't ground your feet out. That's a big no-no with
okay.
what we do.
Okay, hang on. And we'll get into that in the next break, because I do want to go over the what not to do for this.
Yes.
But I also want to talk about, you've got some demonstrations. I just shared one on the page. This was, I think, right after you had done your presentation for the aliens. This is at the Healing Center in North Olmsted, Ohio, that you were, they have a video.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the first person who put a like on it.
Okay.
They just posted it yesterday, so I'm like, oh wow, it's new. There he is. So that was your.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening, this is something you can get on and watch, and it's the latest, October 22nd. It's three views. Okay, so here we are, a little group, but that's where you demonstrate this on a few people who are in the room.
Correct. Yeah, I try to catch some on video in different places so that we can kind of show this so people can get a better visualization of what's going on.
Well, and when we've done it on the radio, people also experience it too. And
yes.
That's what's so, the beauty of this is it's just changing the waves, and this is amplified, mm-hmm. and it's it's quantum, as you say.
Yes, and
go ahead.
We can, in a little while, maybe on our last segment, me and Leahy can do a live demonstration, and it records into the audio and video or stuff.
Okay.
So that anybody in the future that replays it can have the effect.
And we'll talk more about that in the next break, but I also want to go into the things not to do when you talked about grounding. Again, my guest, Ed Edwards, energy worker, and you can check out the website, the Facebook group. I want to remind you about that, too. First, the website, ededwards.com, that's easy. But the Facebook group where you can find out more and join in with this is the B-I-O-R-E, right? B-I-R-E. Forget the O. B-I-R-E. I should have let you do that. Okay. Bio-intrinsic resonant energy. Is that right?
Correct.
Yay. Okay. I passed that one. Anyway, it just needs to be like super duper energy and quantum force with Ed and Leahy. Yeah. We're going to come back in a minute or two after we do the news and a few commercials. But that's what is so exciting about this. You can do this. This isn't something that's, you know, mumbo jumbo that everybody has to go through cartwheels and upside down and somewhere else. It's something we've all been born with. And activating it, your first step is to connect with Ed and Leahy. And we'll, like you said, do a demonstration in the final break. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. I handed out some of the Echo World magazines, and I put them out in different places. I tried to list them on the coffee house so that you would, if you were interested in picking one up. But they're also here at the station, the studio, in the front lobby. So if you're interested in the Echo World and actually getting a hard copy of that magazine, it's here. And the thing I thought was fascinating, because to me this is just a slam dunk in how it works. I put them out for, I think, this is the third month, and the ones that disappeared first this month, you know why? Because one of the titles, one of the stories that is more of a headline is ghosts. So if it's ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, you know, all the paranormal, that's what people gravitate to. And I think it's just, it doesn't have to be any special time of year. It's because that's where the curious factor is. The other curious factor is people who are hands-on healers and energy workers. And they change our world when we get a response, a boost, a jolt, a jump. And Ed, we've talked about this before, but I did a session with you, and I went home, and I'm asleep in the bed, kind of practicing. My husband's next to me, and I'm practicing my energy thing. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. And then I feel this jolt from my elbow over to him. I'm like, whoa, that worked. Not necessarily what I had intended, but, you know. So you explained that. I forgot what it was, but it was one of the unanticipated after effects of working with the energy.
Yes, when you learn how to do what we're doing here, and then I teach you some of the charging up techniques, the idea is to build up the electric voltages in your body. So you want to increase the voltages in your body up and not be grounded out. Now, you've heard out for people that go barefoot, do earth grounding. Well, if you want to continue to do that, you'll never do what we are doing. We learned from a long time ago, we have to keep this electrical energy contained within our bodies to give our systems plenty of power to operate with. And since Leahy's joined forces with me, we are like a battery system. And we do not want to ground the battery out, or the systems that we're powering up will not have power to function with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we don't go earth grounding or stuff.
Well,
like if I was teaching this and worried about competition, then I would tell those that I'm teaching, go earth ground, because then you'd never have the electrical energy in your body to do it at the levels I'm at.
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't. I want to try to get a bunch of people doing it.
Well, that's okay. And that's the other thing, too, is that when you're teaching this, everybody, even if you're not learning and trying to do it, there's an effect, because you're exposed to, in my opinion, you're exposed to the energy, you're exposed to the concepts, and it actually, in some way, shape, or form, is helping to elevate your own awareness about the fact that this is possible. Make sense?
Correct. Correct, yeah. The more you've got this power turned up and running, the more your brain has power to open up them other levels of consciousness with. You know, people say, oh, I need to go grounding. I need to go hug a tree. I need to go grounding because I got so much energy that just ain't working right. It's giving me headaches. It's giving me blah, blah stuff. Well, the problem is you're not utilizing your energies to fire up the other levels of consciousness in your head that it was designed to do. So you're getting bottlenecked up with just one level of consciousness trying to process everything.
That is fantastic. I want to stop you right there, because a lot of people are complaining about being overamped, the headaches. And that's the first thing they say, go hug a tree, go hug a tree, go put your hands in the ground, go do that and get rid of it. And you're saying work it a different direction. Don't get rid of it. Don't neutralize it. Use it. Nuke it. Make it work. Okay, so that you don't hear that very often, Ed.
Yeah, see, that's what we've learned. See, there's never been any clinical studies into any of those other methodologies like there has been in what I'm doing. So I've been under clinical studies 25 years to understand this energy, to see where it is, where it's building up, what's going on, how it's contained. You know, I've been in these physics labs for years and years and years doing experiment after experiment after experiment to learn about this energy, the characteristics, how the working mechanisms of it. And we have clearly shown that we want to keep it within our bodies. We also clearly show that when I build all this energy up and everything, I'm processing it on several levels of consciousness at the same time. So it don't get racked up in my brain. It don't get me all woo feeling I need to go hug a tree or something.
Right.
Because I've got all these levels of consciousness processing this energy.
Okay, I want to also ask, because this is another thing when you're an energy worker or you don't even know about it, in the PK energy, people, there are complaints, well, I've got paranormal activity because my computer's fried, I'm blowing out lights, the energy, the car is shorting out. All this residual energy that's going somewhere, and so a ghost or a demon is haunting me. Hello?
Yeah, they're building the energies up in themselves, but by being stuck in one level of consciousness, it's got to go somewhere where hugging the tree kind of surpassed and stuff, and so they're not around a tree. It's jumping out into their computer, causing problems there and everything because they're not processing it, but only through one level of consciousness at a time. And one level of consciousness can only handle about 5% of the flow of energy, whereas if you use all levels of consciousness all at the same time, you can process that full 100% of this energy that's flowing through you.
Right. And I also believe that when you're sourcing from those different levels of consciousness, you're actually opening up your system. So it's your nervous system. You're operating. You're harmonious. So I also believe that when you're functioning on one level of consciousness, hence is there's the mental illness. There's depression. There's anxiety. And schizophrenics, which are actually processing on another level of consciousness, but they're not processing here. But with what Ed and I are doing is that we're processing on all these levels. So that you are actually sourcing from knowing. You are sourcing from a pure state of being, which actually will bring on a totally different reality here. So it's not contained. There's no umbrella. I really believe that physical illness, mental illness, emotional, everything like that is created because we're not functioning with our birthright as far as sourcing from all these levels.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing right now is bringing that down here and teaching it as well.
Okay.
So
that,
when we do our, so it's just incredible.
And that's what we want to do a demonstration of in this next, in the next segment. So with Leahy, does this take you away from your job? Is this something now you're going into, another, like a part-time, full-time? Are you guys going to join forces? Or, because right now it seems to be that, it's a job here and there, and it seems to be building. So what's up?
Yeah, the more we're doing this, I'm part-time now. I'm seeing less clients, and I'm actually transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also encompassing everything else. So it's I believe everything that I do incorporates everything that I'm doing with Ed, and the energy work that we're doing incorporates everything in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it will look a little bit different because I'm working, or we're working towards me doing this completely and totally in where I could be the most effective. Because if I'm still me working in the psychiatric hospital, it's still under a system. So I'm bringing it in, but it's not full blown. So that's what I'm moving towards. I'm also working on getting us studies for different diagnoses like Alzheimer's, and bringing in whether it's autism, bipolar, or Alzheimer's, bringing in our energy and people and the staff doing studies and research on it to see what effect it actually does have on people with these types of mental illnesses.
That is absolutely fantastic. And that, okay, all right. So the next break, we're going to go ahead and Ed and Leahy will give us a demonstration of how it works now combined with their energy. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio, Ed Edwards and Leahy, they are combining their energy work. And when you guys do when they do the research on you, I was looking at some of the results, and hands down, you were way above anybody else, the results that anybody else had. And they actually had a couple people who were like, comparatively speaking, close. Close as in, they were about 0111 and you were 0100111, but they were at least on the chart. And they said, so we have a long ways to go in achieving the kind of energy output that you two have. But this can be demonstrated. And the cool thing is, once you guys demonstrate this, it is synced in to the radio waves, the frequency is right there. And that's brilliant when you can record something and play it back and get the same benefit. So, Ed, you can explain that better than I can.
Yeah, when Dr. Levengood found it out a long time ago when he was studying me that when I do these things, there's a frequency embedding in my voice when I'm actually getting ready to do the demonstration or actually doing it that records into your audio, but it's below the level of human hearing. But people that listen to it in the future, that little signal goes into their brain, triggers a function in there that allows them to lock in through the quantum field to the quantum universe to the actual implant of the original version like we're going to do here in a moment. So in the future, when people listen to it in the recording will trigger their brains to lock in through the quantum universe into this actual event that me and Leahy are going to demonstrate here
okay.
in a moment.
So we have a couple minutes afterwards. Can you do it like a three-minute demonstration?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Leahy.
Yes.
So you and I are now, we're going to demonstrate on everybody in the audience. So I'm going to lock on to you as you lock on to me. We resonate that energy. And then, Wendy, if you could stand up and fill in the dead space there. We're locking in, and okay. we're going to radiate this energy out through all the listening audience here. So I'm locking in and projecting. Leahy and I are just locked together, so we're like a whole source here of power.
Okay, and I get to be like the bridge?
We're going to just funnel this back and forth like we always do.
Okay.
We're both going to be projecting back and forth.
And I apologize, we're on the radio, so I have to kind of keep the monitor, or at least we're generating some kind of audio.
It may create some sounds in your radio.
See, for me, I feel a wonderful little wave. And so what it makes me do as I'm standing is go front and back motion, like, you know, just a gentle flow of going back and forth from front to back and rocking. And so it's, you know, just a very pleasant, I sense this. And that's what's so incredible about this. There's nothing that I have to do. I just relax, and then it works.
Be part.
Yeah.
And if you stand up, like I say, if everybody could be standing up when they do this, they'll feel it even stronger as it seems to pull and push them off balance.
Yeah. Because as you're saying that, because you're talking, I believe, it amped it up. And so, and with Leahy, this is a... It's a very gentle.
I mean, also
gentle.
The beauty is that the more Ed and I are doing this, the stronger and stronger it gets. So when we're doing this group work, we resonate and get to the level. I mean, we've had people that have been following us regularly, and they're just saying that every time it's stronger and it actually locks into them a lot quicker.
Well, sorry, I just went too far the wrong direction. Okay, well, I was just listening and going and like, whoa, wait. Okay, all right. So we'll have to stop. But that's the demonstration. So if you're listening, hopefully you weren't driving and you're still on the road. This is one of the things that we are still studying. But the fact that kids who learn this are leaps and bounds ahead of us, because that's what happened with Ed. With your grandma being a hands-on healer, you were already exposed to it. You knew it worked no matter what anybody else said. You said, I got this. And this is something that we are able to share. And so I'm so glad you guys are doing what you're doing. And when's the next event? Because that's what people might be able to tap into and find out more.
Yeah, we're doing I've already posted it on my website, and I'll also put it in my Facebook. But they can always go to my website, click that little red bell to allow push notifications. And I'm also working and building a new website that's going to be Leahy and I. Basically doing all these things and feed it through that website. There will be a main link on my website to it as soon as I activate the website there. But right now for these events, under my calendar, it's listed as Leahy and Ed Energy Healing Activation Group. You can go to it, click on that, and then come join our thing Monday night here, tomorrow night. And me and Leahy will be resonating our energies together, projecting it out on all the group and all the members that's in there worldwide that take part in that.
See, and I had to I had to stop this before 3 minutes, but I'm still feeling a resonance. I'm still from that little boost, and that I don't remember being quite so strong. I'm sitting here just kind of, it's just, it's
that's
a glow.
That's the Leahy effect. That's the Leahy effect there.
Okay, well, that... It's just a glow. It's a wonderful, it's an after effect, and I didn't remember that. The residual doing the work with you. And so there is, there's an elevated amplification that comes when the two of you join forces. With this, the Ancient Aliens, is there more to that? Are you going to be involved? I know that there's one episode for sure.
That's one episode for sure with them. I've already been approached by other TV producers for other stuff. So we won't go into much detail yet, but you're going to be seeing a lot more out of us.
Well, and you were doing a documentary. Is there anything? Is that still on?
Yes, that's on and being filmed. They came down to Georgia and filmed me last week on the day that I left to go on this road trip. And we got more filming to do in New York City and at the different locations that they study us at. So Leahy's being integrated into that movie now.
Oh, good. Okay.
So she's part of the movie also.
And
so
the copper,
it's going to be a story.
The copper room, too. Is there more?
Yes. There's a lot more coming up on that.
Okay. Because that's the one.
And Ross.
Go ahead.
Ross is putting together another study to be done at the DOPS lab with both of us, where we can do the dual EEG mapping there at the DOPS lab or so.
What lab is that?
At UVA.
Okay, University. Okay. Wow. See, you've got so many things in the works. All right, we got to go. Leahy, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm looking forward to hearing more and seeing more from both of you. And we'll stay in touch because I think this is a game changer. And if you are any way, shape, or form interested in elevating, amplifying, improving your energetic health all across the board, mental health, physical health, this is the first step. Hey, guys, thank you.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Okay, and you heard the website, and there's also the Facebook group. But if you want any kind of link, I'm going to put them all on Wendy's Coffee House site so that we've got it here as well. And for what's going on right now, there are huge leaps forward, learning that we do have control of our bodies, and thinking and all of that is important, and accessing these kinds of tools. Ed, you've got that. One more time about that, the class that's right now available that they can, it's a 3-hour tour.
Yes. Yes. Go to my, I got the class for the video on demand to learn these abilities. And then you just take little live events where I flick the switches in your head. And then we have the Leahy and Ed Energy Healing Activation Group room where people that are suffering in pain problems and stuff come in there and we'll just light you up for a whole hour. You will feel good.
An opportunity you don't want to refuse. Okay. Hey, guys. Yes. I appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us. And in the meantime, you're listening. You've got the power. Check it out. Trust yourself. This is beyond anything that we have done before, because these kinds of energies are what we're going forward to. All right? You, me, Ed, Leahy, evolving. Taking it to the next level, the other side. Till next time, stay curious. See ya.